on demand.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge. Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Recruiter's Lounge. But first, a word from our sponsor. Bounty Jobs. The new frontier of recruiting is a friend to recruiters and employers alike. As an online marketplace, Bounty Jobs helps employers find talent effectively, faster, and without bruising the bottom line. For recruiters, it's a way to alleviate business development hassles while earning more money and building your reputation at the same time. Now, I like Bounty Jobs because it is easy to use, delivers top clientele with no upfront fees to use its service. Simply put, when a placement is made, a modest percentage of the fee goes to Bounty Jobs, with the majority of the fees going to you, the recruiter. It's the kind of win-win deal that is hard to walk away from, but hey, see for yourself. Find Bounty Jobs online at www.bountyjobs.com. That's www.bountyjobs.com.
Hello, welcome once again to the Recruiter's Lounge. I'm your host, Jim Stroud, talking to a very influential and important friend of mine. You know him as the Cheesehead. It is Joel Cheeseman. How are you, Joel?
Jim, I am fantastic. The sun is shining in Cleveland, and I have tickets for the Miami Heat-Cleveland Cavaliers game tonight.
Very, very cool. When people think about you these days, they're thinking of two things. One, they're thinking about Britney and K-Fed because of your Super Bowl commercial. And they're also thinking about the big bucks you're bringing in as a blogger. Before we get to the important item, which is, of course, Britney and K-Fed, let me ask you this. I read in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was, where your blog was cited, and of course is all over the blogosphere, how you were able to get the wiles of a sugar daddy to sponsor your blog for the next 2 years for a hefty sum. I think the number was around 100K. Is that correct?
Yeah, but the Job Central is based in Indianapolis, where the cost of living is outrageous. So in most areas, 50K for them is like, you know, $10 to us. So it's okay.
Well, still, there are a lot of bloggers out there, recruiting bloggers especially, who are listening who will say, hey, I could use an extra 100K. How can I do that? So tell us your secret to making $100,000 with your blog.
Oh, I mean, there's really no secret. A lot of it is, I mean, it's hard work and some dedication. You need to build an audience. You know, I think that, you know, people think of blogs as these kind of mystical creations, and in essence, a blog is really just a fancy website. So if you think of a blog in most cases as being a media site, then, you know, how do you strategize that, and how do you, you know, sell that? And I think that when you look at the information overload that's out there, I think a big key in success is really specializing and targeting your message or your content to an audience that is valuable. So whether you're TechCrunch with a highly sought-after audience of technical people and people that are in the kind of upper echelons of education and whatnot, or if you're some of the other blogs that make, you know, much more money than even I do, I think that's powerful. I think that I just happen to target my message to the recruiting employment sector, which some people obviously see valuable in getting in front of. So as you're looking at a blog, if you want to make money, certainly having the right audience is part of that.
Now, is this a get-rich-quick kind of scheme? How long have you been out there in the blogosphere?
I started in January of 2005, so, you know, I guess some people would say that was fairly quick. But I don't know, 2 years, do you think that's pretty quick or not?
Yeah, I think it is. It just goes to show how well thought of your content is. I think it speaks to what you were saying earlier about how there is so much information overload. If someone is out there like yourself who can take the information and just sort of present it in entertaining bite-sized chunks to give you just what you want and you can go about your life, I think that says a lot.
Yeah, you know, I I think of it as kind of a long time. And if you, I know that we both know Jason Davis at recruiting.com. And I always give him a hard time about how he coronates the latest greatest blogger as the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I always give him grief because I say, you know, let this person have a track record. You know, let them prove themselves a little bit. You know, a lot of people have something to say that, you know, can last about 30 days or so, but can they last, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years? You know, those are the blogs that have staying power, and those are the blogs that are going to build an audience that advertisers and others want to be in front of.
So tell me about the Super Bowl commercial and what was the inspiration behind it and what kind of kudos and comments you've gotten from it.
I was taught, I don't know when, but I was taught that it's a lot harder to get people's attention by boring them to death. So when you look at Cheesehead, and if you've been to a conference and seen my presentation, you know, I try to put some sort of entertainment value to it. And most of it's just, you know, candy without any nutrition at all. But that tends to be what we as human beings like. So I always try to instill or inject a little bit of pop culture into what I do. So I sat around one night and said, you know, why don't I do a Super Bowl commercial for Cheesehead? And obviously K-Fed and Brittany are big time in the news these days. And I thought, you know, why not put on a wife beater, do some rap, go out on my street and dance the Running Man and just have a laugh at it. And hopefully people will be entertained, if nothing else, at the fact that I'm making a complete fool of myself. Unfortunately, I think it's gone over well. You asked how it went. Certainly significant amount of views. I think it was up to about 600 or 700 views on YouTube. It's on MySpace as well.
Sweet.
A couple other places. And the feedback that I've gotten is, you know, it was funny, liked it. You know, someone said, you know, you need to upgrade the size of your wife beater. But part of the humor was making it really tight. So, you know, sue me.
Have you heard from K-Fed or Brittany? Have either of them called you for comment? Or
I'm waiting for their legal team to send me something so I can scan it and put it on the blog. But I don't think that's going to happen.
So another question that people tend to want to know, or at least I want to know, how many hits and page views do you get like a month? Because if I am going to position myself, or any other blogger out there want to position himself to be attractive to a sugar daddy, how many hits and page views do they need to bring in a month?
You know, I think that, you know, we talk a lot about traffic in our industry, and people point to Alexa data and, you know, my traffic's beating yours, mine is growing that. You know, I think that an audience and a loyal audience is important. And in fact, I had a blog post recently about being a little more transparent with what your traffic was. So I actually put an image of my metrics by Google Analytics from the last year. Yeah, the last year, in terms of how my traffic has grown. And you can also go to, there's a site called Quantcast, QUANTCASTE.com, that you can actually put their code on your site and they'll submit traffic data or have traffic data that's publicly accessible. So, you know, I'm fairly open about what my numbers are. I'm certainly not going to let out, you know, where they're all coming from or what, you know, the top keywords are, things like that. But,
sure,
you know, I don't see any sense in being a little transparent in where traffic's coming from or how much you're getting.
Let me ask you this, because they say size matters. Should someone be trying to get as many hits as they could possibly can, or should they concentrate on getting the right hits from the right people? Because, for example, people who access Yahoo is a huge number, but people who may access, JimStroud.com is a significantly less number. but for the people who go to my site are in the HR community predominantly. So I would think that a niche audience would be even more valuable to an advertiser as opposed to a large number to a general population. Is that true?
Yeah, no doubt. And I mentioned, you know, the information overload that we all deal with. And I think the kind of unusual reaction to more and more clutter is more and more specialization. So I think that you're right on in saying that it's much more about the quality than the quantity. And I kind of pride myself on, you know, people that are progressive in the industry or mavericks, or certainly from the notes that I've gotten and where I see traffic coming from, certainly the vendor community, I think, is very plugged into what I'm talking about. I think a lot of members of the search community as well, and some of the crossover from that, I think, is important. You know, my goal in moving forward is, how can I get more recruiters reading my content? And I think there is a good number of recruiters who are, you know, the Jeff Taylors at EA or the Susan Burns at Wagner Edstrom, who are the early adopters that are getting it. But I think until bloggers really penetrate the you know, the everyday, you know, nose to the grindstone recruiter and HR person, there's not going to be the value that they have today. But when that day does happen, blogs, I think, become very valuable when they can tap into that audience.
Mm. So I'm just sort of curious, you've done so many things already. You sort of established some new grounds for all bloggers with your 100K sponsorship, sort of bringing the game to a new level. What can we expect from Cheesehead in the future?
I'll give you the Google answer and just say that I throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks. No. I think that my dad used to quote something from church, that if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. So I don't look too far into the future as far as, you know, what am I going to be in 5 years, or where am I going to be in 3 years? Because honestly, if you had told me 2 years ago, when I even started, you know, my company and this venture, that I'd even have a blog that is where it is today, I'm not sure I would have believed it. So I do think that blogging and this platform has a lot of opportunity and a lot of upside. So I'm going to continue to ride that train. I do want to get more into, you know, media. I'm real excited about what video can do, podcasting can do, and things of that nature. I think that what's really exciting as well is user-generated content. And I don't think that that will take the – I don't think the Cheesehead will necessarily be the platform for that. But I'm anxiously awaiting someone to provide a wiki solution that is user-friendly and inexpensive and customizable, just like blogs are. When that day happens, I think that when people can get really creative around wikis, that'll be really interesting. And, for example, I have the domain recruitingwiki.com, and which will be a site someday. And hopefully it'll be a really interesting way that people can communicate about their conferences, their blogs, their companies, what they're doing. I mean, you name it. I mean, it's user-generated content, so it could really go in any direction. In terms of the search piece, which is really what keeps food in the fridge and the beer cold, is, you know, I don't see search going away anytime soon. And I think that, if anything, the interest in it is increasing. And I'm having, I'd say, more and more direct employers ask about search in the last few months than I had, you know, in the previous 2 years, for example. So I think that more and more employers are waking up to that. I think things like MySpace and Facebook have a myriad of opportunity in the future. Audio as well, video. I mean, who knows where this thing's going to go? Second Life. You know, sky's the limit. So trying to, you know, map out the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years of your business, I don't think is very realistic.
Joel Cheeseman asking, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Thank you for your time here in the Recruiter's Lounge.
All right, bud. Thanks.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.
Audio on demand.